Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for July the 19th. Today's devotion is entitled, God's Perfect Timing. We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 6. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. The Apostle Paul wrote to the believers in Rome to assure them that their salvation rested entirely on God's gracious initiative. He reminded them that Christ died at the right time, using the Greek phrase kata kairon, meaning at the appointed time or at the proper time. The timing of Jesus' death was neither coincidental nor delayed. It took place exactly according to God's eternal plan, fulfilling His promises in the fullness of time. It was also the right time because humanity's true condition had been fully revealed. People stood weak, ungodly, and unable to save themselves. Christ did not wait until sinners became worthy of His love. He came when their need was the greatest and offered Himself as the sacrificial substitute for those who deserve judgment. Paul's description of humanity grows stronger throughout this passage. We were weak, ungodly, sinners, and enemies. Yet God's perfect timing displayed His perfect love. Salvation began not with humanity seeking God, but with God sending His Son at the appointed time to accomplish what we could never accomplish ourselves. We often struggle with God's timing. We want Him to answer our prayers quickly, remove our trials immediately, or reveal His plans without delay. Yet the cross reminds us that God is never late and never early. His timing is always perfect because it is governed by His wisdom and love rather than our limited understanding. If the Father sent His Son at exactly the right time to secure our salvation, we can trust Him with every unanswered prayer, every waiting season, and every uncertain tomorrow. Instead of measuring God's faithfulness by our timetable, we can measure it by the cross. The God who was faithful then will be faithful now. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank You for sending Jesus at the appointed time to accomplish our salvation when we could never save ourselves. Forgive us for becoming impatient or doubting Your plans when answers seem delayed. Teach us to trust Your wisdom and timing. Strengthen our faith as we remember that as You ordain the perfect time for the cross, You also order every detail of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.